if you went to make a purchase at the store, the storekeeper might, you might say he took a piece of paper and
folded it,
wrapped.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And you got home and
unwrapped.
And if he was selling it for less than he paid for it, you say he was selling it
at a bargain,
at a
cut rate, or what?
Whatever he had, at a low
price.
Well,
I don't know what you want me to say.
At a loss.
Loss, you mean? Oh. Uh-huh.
And if
they don't do that though.
Well, if you admire something, you know, but you don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like that, but it just,
it's too expensive.
So it what, too much?
Cost too much.
And the first of the month is when your bills are
due.
And to belong to the DRT, you have to pay
dues.
And if you don't have any money for something, you might go to the bank and
borrow.
And the banker might say, well, I'm sorry, but money is
tight.
Is it another word? Something is hen's teeth.
Is what?
Did you ever hear another say something else?
Tight. Close. No.
In the 30s, money was
scarce.
And did you ever swim? Did you like swimming?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Well, when you went in the water, if you
dived.
You said, yesterday I
dived.
And I did
a belly bust.
Or you might just, like if you're out playing on the grass, you might just
mm-hmm. fall flat.
Do a what?
Oh, somersault.
And if you buy something, you pay your bill on time, or you make a large purchase, the owner of the store might give you a little something.
Discount.
Or a little extra something. Mm-hmm. He said, that's for what?
Good measure. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever hear him say, call that anything, that gift, like lend? Have you ever heard of lend yet?
Yeah, I've heard the word. I don't ever have used it much, but I've heard
it. What is
it? Seen it. Lanyap, yeah.
Have you ever heard it then?
Uh-huh.
From who?
Well, from, I guess, people I don't know. Just lanyap. The word's familiar to me. I don't know.
Well, if you went to church, you might go, you might say, she went up to the altar and
knelt.
And if you were tired, you'd say, I'm going to
lay down.
And if you were feeling real sick this morning, you say, he couldn't even, if someone, you might say, he couldn't even sit up. He just, what?
Stayed in the bed.
Lay
in the bed.
Mm-hmm. And he'd say, I dreamt so-and-so last night, and all of a sudden I
came awake.
Is that what you say?
Uh-huh, I do. I guess. Waked up. Uh-huh.
And if you bring your foot down hard on the floor, this, you know.
Stomp.
And when you were young, if you went to church and someone wanted to escort you home, he'd say, may I
walk you home?
What if he was in a buggy?
Yes, ride you home.
And if you had to get a sack from here or a suitcase or something, you know, 2 miles, and you didn't have any way to get it there, you could say you were going to carry it, or you could say you were going to have to
tote.
And when you played children's games, you know, like, did you ever play one where you would run and hide?
Oh, hide and seek.
What did you call the place you ran for?
Home base.
And if you needed a hammer, you might ask your husband to go and do what?
Bring it.
And if you were trying something, you know, and someone said, that's all you get, you can't do it, try again, you say, give me one more
time. Change.
And if someone always catches the point of a joke, you say he has a good sense of
direction?
Point of a joke.
Point of a what?
The point of a joke.
Oh, the point of a joke, sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what you said.
And if someone stole your pencil or something when you're in school, you might say, who
took my pencil?
Mm-hmm. Is there any other way of saying that?
Swiped it.
And what about if it was something like you came home, you've been gone, and all the things were missing out of your living room?
Mercy.